Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
Meet Claude, Anthropic's AI assistant, ready to transform how your organization works. Empower every person in your organization with AI that thinks like a teammate, not a tool. Securely upload your company knowledge and watch as Claude helps every department, from engineering to marketing, produce their best work faster. Your data stays protected while your teams reach new heights. Discover enterprise-grade AI at anthropic.com/enterprise.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
Now, there's one thing dominating the papers this morning, especially on the tabloids. It's the budget and the Bonanza giveaway. Jackpot is the main theme of the day. The Irish Sun going with that one. And on its front page, it has a picture of Jack Chambers, the Fianna Fáil finance minister, holding up the budget document with a thumbs up and saying welfare up by €12 a week, double kid benefit for Christmas, tax cuts and money for renters, while cigarettes are up by €1, and there are also hikes to excise duty on fuel. But the alcohol has remained untouched, really, so some people would be happy with that. The Irish Daily Star also going with jackpot, and on their front page they're going with lottery balls. So, and within those balls, 2.2 billion for the cost of living package, 1.4 billion less taxes, 6.9 billion public spending, and 3 billion for a rainy day fund. And again, it's a picture of Jack Chambers which appears to be holding up a sign saying €10.5 billion in the pot as all eyes on a general election. And they also have a 12-page pullout inside the Irish Daily Star as well. Moving over to the Irish Independent and the broadsheets in general, they're going with the budget as well. 10 billion voter bribe kicks off election race. So the coalition targets the family vote with money for everybody and surprise new mansion tax on expensive homes, while the middle income workers will be around €1,200 better off. And they have a lot of analysis inside the newspaper as well, from the likes of Fionnuala Sheehan, Philip Ryan, Sinead Ryan, Gabby Agathavitz-Keita and Amy Molloy. So lots to read about on the budget point of view in the Irish Independent. Looking at the Irish Examiner, and I'll give you one or two guesses as to what it's going to be on the front page. The budget again, €10.5 billion to help make ends meet is its main story. And also on the front page of the Examiner, more on the news that Pfizer is cutting 210 jobs across its Irish sites. Eimear Walsh writing that it's understood the jobs will be impacted by the move, which will impact the staff across Ringaskiddy and Cork, Grange, Castle and West Dublin and Newbridge in Kildare, with some of the redundancies to happen by the end of this year, and all of the jobs will be cut and made redundant by the end of next year. There's currently 5,000 people employed by Pfizer in Ireland, and these planned cuts are set to impact just over 4% of its Irish workforce. But it is the second to impact Irish staff in the last year. 100 jobs went from the Newbridge site last November because of a collapse in sales of its COVID medications, and spokespeople saying that they are actively engaging with colleagues and their representatives and that all the job-related decisions will be made with transparency, respect and in compliance with all applicable laws. So that's the front of the Irish Examiner. The Irish Times going with the budget as well. I should say, actually, in front of the Examiner and the Times, there, as well as the budget, there's also more on the warning by Israel that it's going to attack it, or that it will respond to the attack by Iran over the last 24 hours or so. But just if we go back to the budget for a quick moment, there's an interesting piece on page 3 of the Irish Times as well, just as I open it up here. Jennifer Bray is reporting that Taoiseach Simon Harris is due to meet with some of his general election candidates in Dublin this morning for a media opportunity, which, you know, for a government that is constantly harping on about how, you know, it's going to run full term, there's not going to be a general election. They really, as Jennifer Bray puts it, have a really, really funny way of going about it. They give out what Roisin Shortall described as a Bertie budget for the ages yesterday, with all sorts of one-off payments, double-double payments, or whatever other basketball references you want to use to describe some of the payments that are being given out. And yes, they're also meeting, the Taoiseach's meeting with his general election candidates today. And, you know, if they're going to give out all these payments and they're going to be used up before Christmas, I don't understand why any government would do that and then call an election in February, on top of potential trolley crisis in the winter. So doesn't make any sense to me. But look, that's what they're saying. They're going full term until Simon Harris decides otherwise. Call the election now so I can take some holidays as well, maybe. And there's also on the front pages this morning that the Iron Dome in Israel holding firm against Iran's 200 missile blitz. Now, Israel vows vengeance. So this is a very concerning development in the Middle East. So Iran is now actively involved in what has been conflicts between Israel and Hamas, and then Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah. So they fired around 200 missiles towards Israel, which the Iron Dome defense system in Israel held firm against. Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, said that Iran has made a big mistake and will pay for it. And Israel seems to have the backing of the White House on this. Now, they are saying they will consult with Israel on the next steps. I would imagine that's going to be something really flimsy, and about with Joe Biden / Kamala Harris saying, oh, we don't want you to do this, but if you do it, we're not going to do anything about it. So, and that's where we are on that. And I imagine there will be some response from the UK, who also supply weapons to Israel, and the European Union as well, who have continued really to sit on their hands. And in the Irish Daily Mirror as well, they're also running on the front page with that attack on Israel by Iran. Just looking at a couple of small things in the papers this morning. So there is a warning over a pill stash at Heaton Park in Manchester ahead of Oasis reunion gigs. E Here Now, a play on the band's album Be Here Now. So that's on page 21 of the Irish Sun. So Oasis fans are said to have buried drugs in a park 10 months before the band's reunion gigs take place there. Dogs catch on to slow speech, apparently. So if you are trying to train your dog and get your dog to understand you a little bit better, this is a story also in the Irish Sun. The secret is to talk really, really slowly to them. And to be honest, I think I would sound utterly ridiculous if I was to do that. But look, that's apparently what the research is saying. So if you're struggling to get your dog to understand you, that's the answer. And finally, in the Irish Daily Star, a luxury cruise ship stranded in Belfast for 4 months yesterday had to return to the city just hours after it finally set sail. This is a nightmare. And this is the Villa V Residences, and the chief executive said the liner still had to complete administrative paperwork before it could finally depart to undertake a 3-year around-the-world cruise, and it was still docked at 11 o'clock last night.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Hey, Mom, what if making the bed wasn't a daily battle, Betty's all-in-one zipper bedding makes bed making so easy, the kids will even love doing it. No more messy sheets or tangled blankets. Just zip and go. Designed for busy families like yours, Betty's blends cozy comfort with effortless style. Make mornings smoother, rooms tidier, and life easier with Betty's. Shop BEDDYS.com today.